Okay, imagine this. You're at a local city council meeting, maybe even in your own town. And something that seems pretty routine, like, I don't know, hiring a design firm,
Right, standard stuff.
suddenly blows up into this really intense debate. It stops being just about a contract.
And becomes about everything else: money, priorities, what the city should even be.
Exactly. And that's what we're diving into today, a perfect example of that kind of local government drama.
Yeah, it's fascinating, isn't it? How these seemingly small administrative votes can just expose these really deep philosophical divides.
So what's the specific focus today?
We're looking at the Shawnee City Commission. They
Yeah.
had this really close vote, 4-3, about hiring a firm called Fries and Nichols.
And this was for what? Some kind of street project?
Precisely. Proposed improvements along Broadway Avenue in Shawnee.
Okay. And we're working off a news article that covered this meeting, right?
That's the source, yeah. And our mission for you, listening in, is to kind of peel back the layers here. We want to understand the arguments around, urban planning, the city's finances, the community's vision.
Why did this one vote on just hiring a designer cause such a fuss? It really tells you a lot about the different ways people think a city should grow and, frankly, how it should spend its money.
It really does. It's
Yeah.
like a window into those bigger tensions. So to get into it, we first need to understand the project itself, the Broadway improvements.
Right. What was the goal? What were they actually trying to achieve there?
Well, the stated aims were pretty ambitious. They talked about better connectivity for active transport, so bikes, pedestrians,
Okay.
traffic calming measures, trying to make the streets safer for everyone, drivers included,
Yeah.
and really setting up a kind of roadmap, a model for future infrastructure work in the city.
So it wasn't just about this one street, it was meant to be an example.
That was the idea, yeah. A model project.
Gotcha. And they picked Fries and Nichols out of five firms. What made them the winners?
Well, city staff looked at a bunch of things. Their experience, similar projects they'd done, the timeline they proposed. Did they seem to understand the project? References, financial stability, the usual checks.
Standard procurement stuff.
Right. And the selection committee, city planner, city manager, director of engineering, they highlighted Fries and Nichols' exceptional references and project reputations. They'd worked with Norman, ODOT, Fort Worth.
Okay, so they have a track record. They're not unknowns.
Definitely not. Seems like a well-regarded firm.
So, reputable firm, ambitious project goals, but then came the cost. This seemed to be a major sticking point, even just for the design phase.
Exactly. And that's key. The city planner made it really clear this vote was only for the design and engineering services. Nothing's being built
All
yet.
right, just drawing up the plan.
Says the plans.
Yeah.
And the high-end estimate for that design contract was maybe around 20% of the total project cost, which itself was estimated at about $1.2 million.
And that $1.2 million, if it ever happened, had funding lined up.
Yeah, the plan was for a 50-50 grant partnership with the Avedis Foundation. So outside funding was part of the picture. But again, the main point here was no formal design committed, no full project approved. This was step one.
Okay, so that context is important. But still, three commissioners voted no, even on just step one.
Right. And it wasn't that they hated the idea of improving Broadway. Everyone seemed to agree on the potential economic benefit.
So what was the problem then?
It boiled down to timing, priority, and funding. Commissioners Harrod, Seehorn, and Salter just weren't convinced this was the right move now.
Okay, let's break down their arguments. Commissioner Harrod seemed really focused on the city's finances.
Very much so. He made the case that the city had, in his words, overspent our budget the last 2 or 3 years, from $5 million to $7 million.
Wow, that's a significant claim.
It is, and based on that, he said it would be fiscally irresponsible to even consider this project until the city could essentially replenish its savings, pay itself back, as he put it.
So, a real get our house in order first kind of argument.
Exactly. He was also skeptical of the $1.2 million total estimate, thinking it would probably end up closer to $2 million. Classic budget hawk concerns, Prioritize fiscal health above all else right now.
Did he mention other things the city was already spending money on?
He did. He pointed to ongoing commitments, like still needing to buy land right of way for another road project, South Kickapoo.
Okay.
And he noted that that was being funded by bonds originally meant for other things, like the police station and library back in 2018. He also mentioned that dedicated sales tax money for another road project, 45th Street, had apparently been diverted to South Kickapoo.
So he's painting a picture of stretched resources and maybe some questionable financial juggling.
That seems to be his perspective, yeah. At Beyond Money, he also had an issue with the design potentially removing parking on Broadway. He felt strongly that the commission, not the hired designers, should make calls like that.
Interesting point about who decides the details. Okay, what about Commissioner Salter? What was his main objection?
Salter's focus was more on immediate basic needs. He basically said there are too many streets, curbs, and gutters needing attention already.
Fix the existing problems first.
Right. Why start something new when the basics aren't handled? He was also concerned about that other project Herod mentioned, the 45th Street widening. He felt it was being put on the shelf for 4 or 5 years, despite being funded by a sales tax.
So frustration about delays on existing projects.
Yeah, he didn't like, as he put it, dangling a carrot with city money for a new project when older commitments seem to be lagging. It's that tension between maintenance and new initiatives.
Okay, so some pretty clear reasons for voting no. Fiscal concerns, existing commitments, prioritizing basic repairs. But the vote did pass 4-3. So what were the arguments from the other side? How did Mayor Finley respond, especially to the money worries?
Well, Mayor Finley pushed back directly on Herod's assessment of the city's finances. He stated the city had actually seen substantial recovery and had built its reserves back up considerably.
So a very different picture of the city's financial health.
Completely different. Essentially saying, no, we can afford to consider this.
And how did he justify spending money on the design phase now?
His argument was really interesting. He said, no one knows what the plan is until the community takes the first bite of the apple. That first bite being the design phase.
Okay, so you need the design to even know what you're talking about.
Precisely. He stressed it wasn't a vote to spend millions, it was a design phase. And he felt it was worth some amount of consulting fee just to get the answers needed for the next stage of discussion.
Like a small investment to get crucial information before making a bigger decision.
Kind of like that, yeah. A way to explore possibilities without committing fully yet. He also made a point about dialogue.
What was that?
He observed that you had these groups, one for the project, one against, but they weren't really talking to each other. He argued that having a concrete plan, some actual options on paper from the design phase, would give everyone something tangible to discuss and potentially compromise on.
Right. It moves it from abstract arguments to specific choices.
Exactly. Gives the conversation a focus.
Commissioner Rutherford also seemed to take a practical approach.
He did. Very pragmatic. Mm-hmm. He basically said, we don't know what it will look like or even what options are available for Broadway right now.
We need the designers to tell us what's possible.
Yeah. He framed the vote as being about seeing some possibilities on what we can do down that street. You know, figure out what actually fits on a 40-foot wide street. Can you have parking and bike lanes and nice lampposts? Let's find out.
So let the experts scope it out first. Makes sense. Was there anyone reassuring folks that this vote wasn't the final word?
Yes. Commissioner Gillum specifically addressed that. He made it clear that this vote in no way makes the Broadway project itself a done deal.
Okay, that's important.
Very. He emphasized there are still negotiations and various other things to come, plus more votes needed before any construction starts. This was just step one of potentially many.
Good clarification. Now, going back to Commissioner Salter's concern about the delay on the 45th Street project, did the city staff weigh in on that?
They did. City Manager Chance Allison gave an update. He explained the delay wasn't just because of new projects like Broadway being considered. The scope of the 45th Street project itself had actually grown quite a bit.
Oh, really? How so?
It started as just work on intersections, but because of current traffic levels and a new elementary school plan nearby, it expanded to include the whole roadway section between Leo and Brian.
Ah, so the project got bigger, which naturally means it takes longer.
Yeah, that's the explanation, yeah. More complex project, longer timeline. Not necessarily resources being pulled away, but the job itself changed.
Okay, that adds some context. Before we wrap up, the mayor apparently also addressed something else entirely, something about a Blue Zones project.
Yeah, it seems there was some confusion about that floating around, so Mayor Finley took a moment to clarify. He explained that Blue Zones basically assimilates and disseminates information about how to make healthy choices.
So it's like a health information initiative.
That's how he presented it. And he really stressed that Blue Zones is not telling this commission or people in town what to do.
So it doesn't dictate city policy.
Right. He acknowledged that the city had endorsed certain policies that aligned with Blue Zone's recommendations. He mentioned restricting outdoor smoking in a specific wellness district as an example.
Okay.
But, he clarified, they haven't passed any regulatory regime based on Blue Zones. And he said, it's not likely that will happen.
So Endorsement, maybe, but not enforcement.
Exactly. He framed its sole goal as providing information on how to live longer and live healthier, and what people do with that info. That's completely up to you. Empowerment through information, not mandates.
Got it. So quite a packed meeting overall.
Definitely. A lot happened beyond just that one vote.
So stepping back, this deep dive into one local meeting, one vote, really shows that intricate dance, doesn't it? Between wanting to improve the city, being careful with money, and trying to figure out what the community actually wants.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And how even just starting the process, just hiring a designer, can expose these really fundamental disagreements about the city's direction and priorities.
It really makes you think. When you see local leaders this divided, right at the very beginning of a project, what does that tell us about the deeper challenges of actually building consensus in a community?
That's a great question. And maybe how understanding these kind of nuanced disagreements, the why behind the votes, mm-hmm. can help you better engage with or, you know, just interpret the decisions happening in your own backyard.
Something to definitely chew on.